If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The starting point of becoming a millionaire on the outside is for you to become a millionaire on the inside. Whenever you think about your work, repeat the words over and over again, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Combine these positive words with a mental image of yourself performing your task, your work, in an excellent way. Remember, there are no successful mediocrities. Everyone who is financially successful is recognized as being very good at what they do. So imagine yourself as relaxed and calm and confident and capable. What you see on the inside is what you will be on the outside.
Most people go through life quietly and safely, tiptoeing to an early grave. Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. Why? Because it does.
If you want to do something, go to someone who has already done it and then do exactly what they tell you. Ask them if they would help you get the results they're getting. And they will say yes, and then you got to do exactly what they tell you. I want to suggest that you turn your annual income into a monthly income. Now that's only multiplying by 12. I multiplied it by 43.75, and I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have the help that you're getting right now. You can do it. And then I took it over a million. That was the big magic number, one to earn a million. Well, I earned one. I've earned many millions. You know something? If I can, you can. You see, that's what makes me so adamant about this. I know if I did it, anybody can do it.
You want to think about the man you have to create to attract $1 million, not make a million.
Yeah, but I'm trying. That's what they say.
They think they're trying, but they have to be around people who know what to do. Like, someone would come up to me, I'd be like, what do you do for a living? I say, it's what I don't do. If you minus all the stuff you shouldn't be doing and you put all your energy towards what you know you should, you'll be at such a high level. You'll look around and in 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you'll be better than everybody at what you do because they're pissing their time off. They're drinking. They're doing all these things they shouldn't do. They're not productive. You just put your time in every day for 5, 6, 7 years. You look around. You're the best at what you do. It's just a byproduct of having quality habits. Truly becoming successful is sacrificing today for a better tomorrow.
Who's winning in this economy right now?
The rich. Guys like me. You know, we have gone from having $93 billion, top 400, in 1982 to having $2.4 trillion, 25 for one. People who, it becomes a more and more specialized market economy. It was right. An agrarian economy a couple hundred years ago. It's very hard, you know, to get 20 times the wealth of the next guy because you were a little bit better farmer. But if you're better at some skills now, you can become incredibly wealthy at a very young age, not because you earned the money to build one steel mill and then saved it to buy another steel mill. So you get the capitalized value of an idea.
All the previous thoughts in your life have led to a very complex program in your mental computer, sort of like a GPS system that guides you and directs you every minute of every day. If you want to change the results you're getting in the outer world, you have to reprogram your system so it takes you to a different destination. Number one is to set a clear goal of where you want to be and what you want to do and what you want to achieve sometime in the future. Everything starts with your making a positive statement about a desired future event, but you always say it in the present tense as though it were already true. You don't say, I will lose this amount of weight. You say, I weigh this number of
When you go out and try to do anything outside the norm, you are going to be faced with negativity. If you can become someone that can transfer negativity into productive action, you are literally unstoppable by outside circumstances and outside elements. The only person that can stop you when you're able to do this is you.
Walk away from anyone or anything that gives you bad vibes. There's no need to explain yourself. There's no need to feel bad about it. This is your life. Make more space for your peace and your happiness. There is no more room for negativity in your future.
Talking to yourself in a positive way what is called auto-suggestion, is the most powerful way of reprogramming your mind for success. By repeating any of these affirmations or by saying anything else that empowers and motivates you, it changes the chemical composition of your mind. These positive messages make you feel good about yourself. They release energy and they give you greater self-confidence. Positive self-talk enables you to take complete control over your conscious mind. These words you say make you feel more focused and aware. They give you a greater sense of personal power. This is why most successful, happy people discipline themselves to maintain a positive inner dialogue. The payoff is tremendous.
The guys at the top who become the best, where you call them the dominators, the goat of your field or whatever it is, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking good and great days. It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. And he or she says, come on down, baby. I'm not taking that day off or the week off or the month off. That's why I'm the dominator.
The next key to becoming a self-made millionaire is to become an unshakable optimist. An unshakable optimist means that you think and talk about what you want most of the time. Optimists think and talk about what they want. They look for the good in every situation. They seek the valuable lesson. They're constantly feeding their mind with great ideas, which opens up new perspectives. What I have found is that optimists have three wonderful qualities. Number one is they learn more things. As a result, they dramatically increase the likelihood that they will learn the right thing at the right time. Number two is they try more things, which dramatically increases the likelihood that they'll try the right thing at the right time. And number three is they persist. They never give up. Optimists make a decision that once they've decided they're going to become wealthy, they just never stop until they achieve that goal.
And so I want you guys to understand something. Winning is for the obsessed. You must be obsessed if you want to win. You must be obsessed with the goal, the journey, the outcome, the experience, the rejections, all of it.
Obsession is going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
Winning is also for the people who are relentless. They're locked on because winners are willing to put in the time and effort and energy and deal with the rejection and deal with the hardship to learn the skills and the abilities that are going to help them get the desired outcome.
I am the only one paying the price. I am the only one doing what's required. Everybody else is sitting at home eating Doritos. How can you not be excited about that?
You visualize and create a mental picture of your goal as if it were already a reality. Remember, all changes in your life begin with a change in your mental pictures. Act as if you already had the goal that you desire. So let us say, for example, you want to be financially independent. You want to be financially successful. How would you behave if you were financially successful? How would you dress? How would you organize your life? How would you treat other people? And one final thing that you can use to reprogram your mind is to talk to yourself positively about the person that you want to be and the things that you want to have. Keep talking to yourself about the things that you want to have and the person that you want to be. And each time you do, you're reprogramming. And your subconscious mind is accepting your new commands and is working 24 hours a day to bring them into your life. Just give it a try and see what happens.
Poor people view money as something that they have to hold on to and conserve. Rich people view money as a tool that they can use to make more money.
It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire.
If you don't come from a rich family can come from you.
Stay focused, stay strong, grind it out, man. You gotta grind it out.
Millionaires don't become millionaires because they avoid buying $10 lattes at Starbucks. They become millionaires because they focus on making so much money, the latte doesn't freaking matter.
You can't save your way to being rich.
I'm telling you, bro, you gotta start surrounding yourself with money.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. And when you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect because it doesn't matter. At that point, I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
The quality of self-discipline is the quality that will make you a big success. It's the ability to force yourself to do what you know you should do. And here is the wonderful discovery. This persistence is self-discipline in action. Every time you persist, you build your self-discipline. Every time you practice self-discipline, you build your ability to persist. And the two of them are tied into your self-esteem. So the more you persist, the more you like yourself. And the more you like yourself, the more discipline you have. And the more discipline you have in practice, the more you like yourself. As a result, the more you persist. And eventually you get onto an upward spiral where you become absolutely unstoppable. You reach the point where you know you can achieve the goal and nothing in the world can stop you.
Whether I'm awake or asleep, all I think about is money.
I'm going to be poor because I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
Possible. It's possible. The realm of possibility.
Sky's the limit.
Just some made it, mama.
I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man. And I choose rich every time.
What's in it for me?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump.
I love a game. I love a horse.
As long as I have money.
One of the toxic traits of highly successful individuals that end up becoming multimillionaires is that they believe that they're better than everyone else. Because you almost need to be delusional in order to actually go through the amount of challenge and struggle to be successful. You have to be lying to yourself.
You are not special. Literally thousands of people have succeeded. Repeat the same actions they took to get the same outcomes they got. And so if you build a bridge and there's 10 bricks across the bridge and you put 9 in, you can't say building bridges doesn't work. You say, I don't know how to build bridges the way he builds bridges. I think he only did these 9 steps, but it's clear that he's getting people across this bridge and I am not. So I have to further study what specific things he did that I do not do. That is creating the discrepancy between his outcome and mine.
See, don't take the small steps for granted. If you can go above 30,000 feet in the air, and if you can see yourself doing 5 burpees, you would see yourself on a new path, to bettering yourself. And just because you can't see in front of you doesn't mean it's not happening. Everything you do has a cause and effect. It's the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. Every cause has an effect. Everything you do differently affects your life. Everything. You just can't see the result right now, but it doesn't mean it's not working.
No one accidentally wins the Super Bowl. No one accidentally wins the World Series. No one accidentally has a great marriage or raises great kids. It's an imperfect process, but it's an intentional act. Part of winning the Super Bowl is you may have some losses along the way. You may have some injuries along the way. You may lose a great player along the way, but you still have an intentional series of acts that cause you to win the Super Bowl. If you aim at nothing, Zig Ziglar said, you'll hit it every single time. So laying out a plan, this is where we are, this is where we're going, this is who we're not yet, this is who we're going to become so that we can get there.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Life rewards action, not intelligence. I think one of the dangers is smart people, that the smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action. In proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it. Absolutely, you cannot do everything, but you can do one thing, and another, and another. And that's the way you make massive progress in life, by doing one thing, and another, and another. This idea that life rewards action, not intelligence.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in one week, in one year, right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
The biggest advice I could give you right now, the biggest advice that anybody could give you, and this is not my words. Woody Allen told me this. I said, Woody, what's the secret to success? He said, 85 to 90% of life is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
What do you think that successful people do every day that other people don't?
They are the type of person that follows through. Like they are true to their word. And I started researching like some of the most successful people and like how they became so consistent. And what I found was that they are not the type of person who just has hardcore willpower. It's that they design an environment where their willpower isn't tested. I think if somebody can design an environment where their willpower won't be tested, it makes it easier to be consistent because just so many people don't do what they say they're going to do. So if people can have it, the integrity to just be consistent and then just to do what they say they're going to do, that's probably the two biggest keys I can think of for success.
And here's the great discovery, and this again is life-changing. I call it the law of three. The law of three says that no matter how many things you do, how many tasks you do in a week or a month, and it's usually 20 or 30, three of those tasks account for 90% of your value. Only three. You make a list of all of your tasks, and I do this with the three magic questions. Magic question number one, if you could only do one thing on this list, one task on this list all day long, which one task would have the greatest positive impact on your career? And you say, if you could only do two things all day long, which would be number two? And you put a circle around that. If you could only do three things all day long, which would be number three? Put a circle around that. And suddenly it's almost like all these other tasks fade. So here's the rule for doubling your income and doubling it again and doubling it again. Do fewer things, but do more important things and do them more often and get better at them.
You may have to put in many, many tiny efforts that nobody sees or appreciates before you achieve anything worthwhile.
One of the most powerful forces in life is consistency. It's consistency. Being able to do something in repetition over and over and over again. That's how you start big movement. That's how you get big results. That's how you build a body. That's how you build a business is consistency. It's small wins every single day. The guys that are in Cooperstown, the best baseball players to ever play the game, they're not the dudes that swung for the fences every single time. It's the boring dudes who got on base over and over and over again. You want to win really, really, really big in life. You want to build a badass relationship and a badass business. Be consistent.
Every effect in your life, there is a specific cause. That everything that happens in the universe happens for a reason. That nothing happens by accident. That failure does not happen by accident and success does not happen by accident. That happiness or lack of happiness are a result of cause and effect relationships. That if you have an effect in your life that you want to have more of, more success, more money, more happiness, better health, you can trace it back to a cause. And what you do is you repeat and duplicate the cause. If you have an effect in your life that you want to have less of, and you have problems, difficulties, and so on, you can also trace that back to a cause. All progress in human life and human society stems back from identifying the causes of what we want more of or less of and changing the causes.
You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success every day. You must ask yourself, did I do enough?
There are some habits that you absolutely have to realize your full potential. And one of them is the habit of task completion. Being able to complete your task and finish what you start is an essential part of character building. You cannot imagine a fully mature, fully functioning person who is unable to finish what he or she begins. The development of this habit is the key to long-term success. See yourself as one of the most highly efficient and hardworking, successful people that you know. Feed your subconscious mind with this picture until it's accepted as a command. Remember, the person you see on the inside is the person you will be on the outside. If you create an imaginary picture of yourself performing as a hardworking individual, your subconscious mind reacts exactly as if that what you are actually doing at the moment. Each time you remember an occasion where you were performing at your best with confidence, your mind imprints it into your self-concept. The more often you see yourself as the very best you can possibly be, the more rapidly this becomes your automatic behavior. You program yourself for success by feeding your mind with positive pictures, either images that you create or repeat pictures of previous peak performing experiences.
The law of cause and effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, the second law of thermodynamics. So we understand that for everything we input, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction to that input. What people focus on is they focus on the output instead of the input. So you can't control when you're going to become a millionaire. That's the output. People are focused on the output. They're focused on the reaction. They can't control the reaction. All they can focus on is the action. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So what are the actions that you have to input in order to make $1 million? Do you know them? Well, no, I don't know them. Okay, well, how many millionaires do you know? And how many millionaires have you gone into and asked them, what is the input for them to make $1 million? And I promise you, there's plenty of people on the internet to send them a DM and be like, hey, what's the one habit? And then you've put together your list and your formula.
So you want to be normal.
So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre.
But don't go through life just saying, you know what? I'm okay being average. Average sucks. It does.
With being average, are you not disgusted with being like everybody else? Being mediocre, being average, being mundane? Now, if you want to live an ordinary life, walk around, do your 9 to 5, watch some Netflix or some Hulu at night, just chill, then that's fine. But if you want to be an extraordinary individual and you want to live an extraordinary life, if you want to be extraordinary, first you have to be disgusted with your current situation. And once you're disgusted with your current situation, you must commit to changing.
If I drop one of these, one comes back. See, that is a law. Energy out, energy back. And it's equal and opposite. You get the same back as you put out. Okay? The law of cause and effect. If you're not happy with what you're getting, you better focus on what you're giving.
Did you know that you control your income and your whole life by the way you think? The iron law of success is the law of cause and effect. This law says that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. This law says that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. This means that you invariably attract into your life the people, circumstances, opportunities, and even sales that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts.
Success is 5% strategy, 95% mindset. Most people spend 95% of their time on strategy, 5%, if any at all, on mindset.
And the unanimous conclusion was simply this. Ladies and gentlemen, success is goal, and all else is commentary. Success is goal, and all else is commentary. And I don't think there's anything that you'll ever learn that is truer than that. During the course of this seminar, we've talked about many different laws, the law of attraction, law of correspondence, law of belief, expectation, and so on. But you find that the only way to utilize all of those laws, or the easiest way to utilize all of those laws, is just to simply set a goal. When you set a goal, what do you believe in? A goal. What do you expect to happen? A goal. What do you attract into your life? People and circumstances in harmony with your goal. What does the law of correspondence affect to your outer world will harmonize with your inner world, with your goal? What do you concentrate on? Your goal. What do you plan in your subconscious? Your goal. What do you use for the law of substitution? A goal. A goal makes it possible for you to bring to bear all the laws of the universe to help to make you successful without even thinking about any of the laws. That's why in every single study of successful men and women, you find intense goal orientation. And yet even knowing that success is dependent upon goals, crucially dependent upon goals, we find that less than 5% of the population have goals at all.
You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said the law of cause and effect was the law of laws. How do you like what's coming into your life? Do you know what it is? It's a reflection of what you're sending out. That's right. This whole universe operates by law. Action, reaction are equal and opposite. What you put out comes back. Energy returns to its source of origination. It's such a magnificent law to understand.
The law of cause and effect says that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts create the conditions of your life. Whatsoever a man soweth, so also shall he reap. Whatsoever a man soweth in his mind, he'll reap in reality. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, whatever you put in, you get out. And you can't get out without putting in. There's an enormous number of people who want to get out without putting in. They want to become wealthy without making any contribution. They want to have money without creating any value. But it'd be the same as going to the field and saying, I want a crop, but I don't want to put in any seed. The fact is that the universe has a law, and the granddaddy law of the universe is cause and effect, sowing and reaping, action and reaction. And it doesn't matter if you went to the best schools or the worst schools or no schools, it's just a matter of law. And if you get your life in harmony with the laws, everything changes. If you get your life in conflict with the laws, nothing will happen to you except for bad things.
All men are created equal. Some work harder in free season. I'm gonna say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason.
When you start stacking little wins, day after day, hour after hour, month after month, week after week, you start building a reputation with yourself. You tell your subconscious mind that when I make a promise to myself, I keep it. And that promise begins to build your reputation. That reputation is your confidence. And when your confidence increases, so does your competency. You get better at things. You get good at things. And therefore, you are more confident. The more competent we are, the more confident we are. The more confident we are, the more competent we become. And that is called the confidence competence loop. You can look that up. It's a thing.
There are universal laws. One of the laws is the law of cause and effect. Good or bad, when you put it up to the universe, believe you me, it will come back to you. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow. So try to be a good person, because good people, we need more.
You're going to fail multiple times. It's just part of the equation. And when you understand that failing is simply part of the equation, you no longer hold on to, oh, well, am I going to fail today? Am I going to mess up today? No, you're going to continue leveling up. You're going to continue being in a situation where you show up every single day and give it your all. Every day is a new shot for you to change your life. Every day is a new shot for you to reinvent yourself. Maybe you understand the power that when the sun comes up, it's a new opportunity for you to live your life, a new life of purpose, a new life of achievements, and a new life of success. You wake up with intention. Stop waking up like an accident. Start waking up with purpose and understand that nobody is coming to save you. Nobody in the world gives a f- about your problems, and you, my friend, have to handle it yourself. Wake up, walk with purpose, elevate and control what you can control today, and I promise you that you will be one step closer to living the life of your mother dreams.
The four D's of financial success. The first step is desire. You must want it badly enough to make an unshakable commitment and to be willing to make sacrifices of all kinds. The more intense your desire, the more likely it is you will overcome all the obstacles between you and your financial goals. The second D in this formula is decision. You must make a decision right now to do whatever is necessary and be willing to pay any price, go any distance within law, to achieve your goal. The third D for mastery is determination, which is to keep at it until you succeed in spite of all the problems and obstacles you will experience. And the fourth D is discipline. It's the discipline to master yourself, to develop the habits necessary for achieving financial independence. Those are the four D's: desire, decision, determination, and discipline.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Every single time that there is something in front of me, I feel like things aren't coming my way sufficiently quickly. I'm not making the progress that I want. It's because I'm dicking about over here and there is a large frog in front of me that I need to eat. I need to spend another half day reading a book. I need to spend some more time researching online and upping my skills in this particular area. I need to do whatever it is.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed.
Perhaps the most important discovery in human history, the foundation principle of all religions, philosophies, metaphysics, and success psychology is this. Here it is. You become what you think about most of the time. Just think. You become what you think about most of the time. And since only you can decide what it is that you think about, only you can decide what happens to you in life.
You need to start with the small wins. The small wins, the small things that you know you can control. Once you build that confidence, it'll lead you to bigger and bigger success. Life is about building blocks. It's not about one success. Whether you look at Kobe Bryant winning championships or Michael Jordan, they didn't win the championships on that court. They won it with all the repetition and the action of the small habits over an extended period of time.
Just keep stacking days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change, but everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Guys, you either get paid for the decisions you made years ago or you pay for the decisions you make years ago. Amateurs don't understand that there's consequences to the choices that you're making today. The life that you have today is because of the choices that you made 60, 90, 120 days ago. If you want a new life, if you want to hit the next level, then start making a choice that aligns with your vision, that aligns with your dreams. And if you can do that, then you're going to build a confidence. You're going to build a person inside of you that you've always been waiting to meet, but always comes down to your choices. It always comes down to your decisions. And if you can understand that the littlest choices have the biggest consequences in your life, then you're going to start to experience life differently.
I tell young people now all the time, I definitely tell my kids, if you are even remotely a savage, you'll run these people over. Mm-hmm. This next generation, and I know that every generation thinks the generation after them is soft.
Yeah.
They're savages in every
But generation. Right now, yeah, if you are even remotely a savage, you will run over every one of these kids in this next generation.
Raise your standards to really high standards. I would rather you set your sights not on the moon, but on the stars, because in the process of shooting for the stars, you will hit the moon, guaranteed. But in the process of shooting for the moon, you might completely miss it and hit nothing, right? So the most damaging thing you can do in life is to set low standards and then to achieve those low standards. Set yourself some high standards.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion.
Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? So how did this happen? I just did.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. You just do it daily. You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it.
You have to work every single day. I think that's where your confidence comes from, because that work that you do every single day is key, because that's what you're going to be able to fall back on. And that's what you're going to be able to, like, rely on when push comes to shove.